Stand by all stations. Open line rolls in 3, 2, 1.
From the studios of EWTN, this is Open Line with today's host, Barbara McWiggin.
Welcome to Open Line. What's your question?
In North America, call toll-free 1-800-585-9396. That's 1-800-585-9396. Outside North America, call 1-205-271-2985. You can also send an email to openline@ewtn.com. Now, here's your host, Barbara McWiggin.
A good day to you and to each of my esteemed listeners. Welcome to EWTN's Open Line Tuesday edition. I'm Barbara McWiggin, alive and grateful to be your host each Tuesday and again on Saturdays when we go a few rounds on the good fight. It is a grace to be counted with you as we all travel the royal road of the cross. We are children of the King. It doesn't get any better than this. Should we be worried about this cultural madhouse we find ourselves in? My answer to that question is always concerned, but never worried. God is in control, and we place our trust in Him. Our goal is to see things, as St. Paul tells us in Ephesians 1:17-18, to see things with the eyes of our hearts, not just with the eyes of the intellect. God's airwaves are open. Here are the numbers to call in North America, 1-800-585-9396. Outside North America, 1-205-271-2985. And our email address is always openline@ewtn.com. Praying for our children. Okay, let's go to Charbel in Toronto, listening on EWTN.com. Charbel, wait. I'm so grateful you waited. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call, Barbara.
Sure.
The biggest picture, Barbara, you know, on Planned Parenthood, the title of Planned Parenthood is a plan to kill a baby.
That's right.
The plan. And when you kill a baby, that baby is a member of a family. And we say in Arabic and from Lebanon, we say the whole universe is a mother. You know, other is like the whole universe. When you kill, destroy the fertility and by contraception to a mother, you destroy everything. You destroy the family, a member of a family, destruction of the church. This is what is it? All destruction. This is why we're fighting with the hope of, you know, our hope is in the resurrection of our Lord. In my hand, sex education for my daughter at a Catholic school here in Toronto. You know, I was shocked to see a sinful behavior being taught in this course in my hand, in French.
You know, now, tell me this now. How old is your daughter?
She's in seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yes.
Okay, and so she's being exposed then to sex education, probably,
I sent a letter to the school. I said, you do not teach my daughter this course without my authority. Mm-hmm. I sent them a letter. You're not allowed. She has to go to the office. Taking care of my daughter, I want to save my daughter's soul.
That's it.
Not to be at the hands of the spiritual evil, you know. This is destruction. This is destroying, you know. But we have to keep on praying. This is our hope in the rosary. That's right. Our mother, she is the one who is going to save us in this battle.
I do believe that too, Charbel. I believe unless and until the pro-life, pro-family movement becomes a Marian movement, we are never going to succeed.
And finally, you know, I would just want to end up with this. You know, this whole revolution in the Arab world, we should have a peaceful, similar revolution here in order to overthrow the culture of death, to make the culture of life the true winner, the peace. We won't going to have true peace, as Mother Teresa said. Abortion destroy peace. We're not going to have true peace in a family, in life, if we don't fight the culture of death, the culture of destroying members of the family. You know, contraception destroys also marriage, and won't have mother and father, they won't have peace within their relationship. Their holy relationship is destroyed through contraception. And that's why you won't have peace. You know, the peace started at home. It doesn't start at the school. We have to take care of our children. We have to observe everything that the school going to take.
Yes.
Every single step. We have to keep an eye on them. If we're going to neglect our children, you know, just take a neglect. It started from Adam and Eve. Adam, he neglected Eve, and he let Satan come. This is the problem is silence. We don't want to be silenced. We have to speak up.
You know what, Charbel? You are just saying the most important things. And you are Catholic, and you are from the Middle East originally?
Yes, from Lebanon. I have the St. Charbel for Life website. I remember I called you.
Yes, I do remember you, because I remembered your name. So how did you become such a great Catholic?
Well, it started up with the lie of that the baby is not a human being. It's just a piece of tissue.
And really? That's
well, it started from a lie, and the truth came from EWTN to me, and it planted the seed in me. And that's why when I heard our relative in Lebanon, she had an abortion, and the doctor said it's just a piece of meat.
Mm.
I said, and that's my first call to start defending life. And,
my goodness. And so what was your religion before you became Catholic?
No, I am a Maronite since birth.
Oh, okay, since birth. Okay, that's what I wondered. I thought you just had a major conversion to Catholicism or something.
No, I was born Catholic. We, you know, Lebanon used to be, unfortunately, 50% Christian. Now is less because of the culture of death and abortion contraception.
Yes,
and we are at the point of going downhill because the fertility rate in Lebanon is 1.7 child per family, which is in dangerous position.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been screaming for years and years for our religious leader and in Lebanon to do something. Thanks God, some people they start doing, and it's. You know, we have to keep on screaming. We have to, you know.
So you are the apostle then to the Lebanese, huh?
On the internet, yes.
On the internet, yes.
My article goes on Zenith, in Arabic. You know, Zenith started.
Sure.
I have articles spread all over the Arabic website, Catholic, Christian, over the internet. You can see my name everywhere. My article's been spreading all over the world. And thanks be to God, it's very successful on the internet and on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. Thousands and hundreds of thousands are spreading the pro-life message.
Praise God, Charbel. Did you ever think the Holy Spirit was going to be calling you to be a missionary to your own country?
Yes, I am. I am contemplating this to go back, but I'm keeping it up to God when and how.
Mm-hmm.
Just I don't know when.
Well, I mean, you might not have to be physically present there. I mean, the
That's
job
right.
that you're doing over the internet might be sufficient, huh?
It is. In one way, it is, because the whole world now is open through the internet. You can spread the message through emails. I don't underestimate one email I send or one article I put on one of the websites. It's copied through hundreds and hundreds of websites, because you're spreading the truth of life, you're spreading the truth of Jesus and the gospel of life. And you will see the power of the word. Nobody can hide the truth.
That's it. The gates of hell. You know, did you hear that part where I was talking about the gates of hell will not prevail against the church?
Right.
And what are the gates of hell? The gates of untruth.
The hiding the truth and silence.
Yes.
I
was so thrilled when I read this by Deacon, because I said, this is it. And the gates of untruth will not prevail against the church that Jesus Christ established himself. So I am thrilled that you are doing what you do, Charbel. I mean, let us pray for one another. Let us pray for everyone, because we're all in this fight together. All of my callers, for the most part, we are all in this together, in the church militant, huh?
Yeah, we have to keep on rocking the boat, you know.
Amen.
Even though if people get upset, get mad at us, that's fine.
Ooh, that's for sure. That's for sure. God bless you, good man. Thanks so much for calling. Bye-bye now.